Hey there, I'm an animated Connor Walsh, which is kind of ironic because people say I'm pretty animated in real life. Anyway, welcome to Walsh Wednesday, my new slash old podcast. Let me explain. Back in high school in 2013, I was pressured by some friends to do an impromptu solo acoustic performance in my cafeteria. Believe it or not, people really took to it. And it turned into a monthly musical series I did through the rest of high school. Who said High School Musical wasn't realistic? By college, I turned Walsh Wednesday into a web series, focusing on interviews surrounding community events, charities, and local entertainment in the Hudson Valley and Capital Regions of New York. Walsh Wednesday spawned several spin-offs such as the Walsh Wednesday Concert Series, Walsh Wednesday Spotlights, and Walsh Wednesday The Reflective Series before its hiatus in 2021. After that, I spent the last 3 years working in radio, honing my craft, conducting unbelievable interviews, traveling to fascinating places, attending mind-blowing events, and meeting some of my personal heroes. Now, with the help of some awesome people I've met along the way, I'm bringing Walsh Wednesday back bigger and better than ever. Let's stay curious, keep an open mind, and as always, I'm glad we get to spend some time. Welcome to Walsh Wednesday. Thank you to our Walsh Wednesday All-Stars, all of those who have generously contributed to the Walsh Wednesday 2025 Fund Drive. You can see the list of names on screen or in the description of this episode. And of course, thank you to our Walsh Wednesday Warriors, Jim Robinson, John Newhall, Meg Boyce, and Jenna Hess. These individuals have pledged $100 or more to Walsh Wednesday for 2025, either through the GoFundMe or our Patreon. This episode of Walsh Wednesday is brought to you by Impact PR and Communications, MHA of Dutchess County, the Council on Addiction Prevention and Education of Dutchess County Incorporated, Day Rock, Lockset Rock Hair Design, A Touch of Naples Pizza and Pasta, Dutchess Beer Distributors, Feldman, Kleiman, Collins & Sape LLP, Attorneys at Law, Tonka Williams on Aortic Health Awareness, and Walsh Valuation. Hey there, and welcome to Walsh Wednesday. As always, I'm Connor Walsh, and we got a great episode for you guys today. We had one of these individuals on one of the earlier episodes this past season. Now we got the full band. Not just that, we're chilling on the couch here in my living room. With us today, where energy meets purpose, we have the band The Lot from the Hudson Valley. They're actually going to be playing tonight over at Reason and Ruckus, so wish we could actually go over to that show. Unfortunately, can't, but we'll definitely check that out in hindsight. And then, of course, they put out their debut EP, Life With Her, back on July 4th, Independence Day. We got a lot to talk about. So with us today, vocals and guitar, John Newhall, drums, Joe O'Brien, and guitar, Sean Rogers. Guys, how are you?
You're good.
Very good. Yes.
Absolutely. So John, how's it feel to not be as lonely now?
It's lovely. I'd love to talk. They'll probably tell you, but this is nice. I feel like not just me anymore. Cool.
Yeah. Yes. And especially not just you anymore. You guys were originally the John Newhall Band. Now you guys transitioned into Lot. So why that name, The Lot? Where did that come from?
We knew that we wanted to change the name, mm-hmm. and we spent a lot of time trying to pick something. I don't know if there's any real meaning behind it, as I always say.
we leave it up for interpretation.
Mm. There you go.
Yeah. That's why we like it.
Yeah, we were kind of just like spitballing names for like a week.
I like the idea. I like the idea that we're going to go into it. Okay. That's something I keep saying. It's like whatever the name was going to be, it's something that we will make our own, I'm sure. Okay. So
very cool. Because I know there's a lot of empty lots over in Newburgh, so I wasn't sure if named off of something.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Now, all you guys are from Newburgh, correct? Or no?
I am not. I'm from Hopewell
okay,
Junction.
Hopewell. So you're on this side. Yeah, you're on this side of the river. Yeah, there you go. So you have to deal with that easy pass every time that you have to go.
And I don't have Velcro for it. So every single time it's like, oh. So that's the next step. Sean, do you have an easy pass?
I actually do have an easy pass. I always get those like scam texts though. Like,
yes.
I like almost for the first time. But like, I was like, nah, like, there's no way. I know I paid. I already knew.
I don't blame you. Like, first time that you get something like that, it kind of does make your heart drop.
They do look.
It's just random Hotmail email.
They get more convincing each time.
My mom just recently fell for it pretty
quickly. Oh, no.
Yeah, she was on the phone with Easy Pass for like 2 hours. Yeah.
With actual Easy Pass or the scam?
Allegedly, she owed something too, I guess. But
oh, no.
She fell for the scam. Yeah. It was an intricate situation.
Oh, geez. See, whenever I get messages like that from anybody, I go to the source. Instead of calling or emailing, I go online, look to see what the real source is. And like, hey, I got this. This isn't you guys, is it? And most of the time, no, it's not actually.
So, same.
Go through that. By the way, something with my grandmother talking about these scam things. My grandmother had a code because she was afraid of getting scammed.
Mine did too. What's the secret?
Yeah. So you guys came up with the secret code?
Thing. Yep.
Have you ever had to use it?
No. Thank God.
See,
no.
We have. Because what was it? Somebody pulls up saying they got into a car accident, hit a pregnant woman, is in jail, needs bail money.
Yep.
Grandmother's like, I'll do it right now. First, though, what's the code?
Exactly. Same exact thing. And we went over it a million times. We never had to use it.
Yep. It's crazy when you actually have to use it. We're not here to be talking about codes and scams and passwords unless we want to transition into that. I think you guys want to talk about the music, right?
Sure.
Yeah. I'll talk about anything. John can talk for a long time.
Wait, what is code supposed to represent? What is the code supposed to be protection for?
So like, if someone's trying to scam you, like a family member, right? Oh, so-and-so's in jail. We need this amount of money.
Oh, like they're like, oh, okay.
So right. Like, if you say the code, then you know it's real.
Have you guys ever got caught in a scam by any means? I've lost my credit card a couple times.
No way. Really?
Yeah. Somebody hacked into my Facebook account, actually, because I had my card linked for whatever reason. They were able to get access to my credit card, and it was actually my debit card, so I had to go through the bank. Another thing about scams, banks, whatnot, I'm with HVCU. Somebody called me, and when it came up on the caller ID, it actually said HVCU.
Ooh.
And I get on the phone with them because I had a question recently, so I just figured that's calling me back, and they're asking for all this information. It's like, how about I just come over? I can do this all in person. No, you got to do it right now. You got to do it. I'm going to come over in person. No, give me right. I go over there. I show them everything. It even shows up in my previous calls as HVCU.
Wow.
Oh, where's the manager? We got to tell him about this. So be careful about that.
My dad likes to like mess with the guys sometimes.
Oh,
like,
nice.
Yeah, like let him get. Yeah, I don't know. It's fun. I remember that finally as a kid, like, always calling saying that our car was stolen or something. And he like was like, what? Like obviously joking. Yeah. Yeah. It's good.
I think that's fantastic. But let's get back to the music and everything. You guys released your EP, Life With Her, on Independence Day, July 4th. Now you put out a couple of singles prior. Those are all on the EP. And then the EP has a couple of new songs and reimagining of those songs. I just want to talk about what it was like putting this EP together and the response and since.
It didn't just happen. It's a 5-song thing. But those 5 songs are like a big culmination of everything I feel like we've done to the point of putting it out, including the name change, including, everything before it. So it's not exactly a snapshot of where we are now, but I feel like it's a good benchmark of these are the songs like that represent and what we did and how we came to be this. So it's, I think it's a good first thing to blast out into the world.
Yeah, absolutely.
So maybe one day like people could look back and be like, okay, this is what it started as. I think that's really cool.
Yeah. Because you always need something in the beginning is like to direct people to. And then you can just build from there.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. You guys, anybody else have anything to say about like the making of it all?
I feel like it was more different for me whereas I feel like John and Joe like really had some of these song ideas before I even got to know them.
Mm-hmm.
So it was cool to like kind of hop on that train with them and like film my ideas and stuff, but especially with like Late Night Reimagined, like that's really
great track.
That's really song between. I feel like more them too. Like I throw my thing in there, but I was really I'm sitting down and really like thinking stuff and like that intro speech and them talking. So it's very meaningful to all of us, obviously. But they really put it off.
Yeah, we like that lick of Late Night so much that we just sat at the piano pretty much for like.
Yeah.
How long?
It was like a drunken night.
Yeah, it was sat around the piano, just like messed around with things. And we that looked so much that John Roach had it rotting on his computer for 2 years untouched.
Yeah, before they came.
But so then
had it that long. Huh?
Yeah, I know. It's been coming. But this kid just had this computer. Dude, this is great. Like we got to do something with this.
Yeah.
Anyway, we wrote Late Night. We're kind of messing with structures and stuff. What's going to be here? What's going to be there? And then kind of just we went off on a tangent and changed. I think we slowed down a little bit, changed, like messed with some sounds, this here, there, whatever. And then it just became its own thing. And we settled on the fact that it has to be its own.
Yeah.
So it can't be all one.
Yeah.
So that's that, and we're really happy with it, and we'll see where it goes.
Nice. I think it was a smart idea having the different versions because it gives a little something different to the fans, and one might be a favorite, or they could listen both back, and it's kind of like its own kind of sonic journey that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, John, it looked like you had something to add.
Oh, yeah. Late Night, I think, is super special. Off of what John said, I think that's exactly like what I'm saying. I think that the EP itself is not a snapshot of where we are now. It's like the process of how we got there. It's like the story of kind of how we came to now. And then I feel like the music we put forward after this is the lot. This is what
it
become is what we will be moving forward. But it's cool. I think it really, listening back to it, it's kind of like, oh, I wrote this song like before I even knew Sean. Oh, like this guitar part was like we figured out in my basement. Oh, like Sean recorded this in like on like the floor of like this messy music studio. So It's all just like a big story of kind of together and doing this cool thing.
It's definitely a hodgepodge of sounds of everything coming together. A lot of the stuff prior to y'all being here, and then everything from here on out is like y'all are locking in because this opportunity, this experience gave you guys the chance to lock in. You guys are setting the foundation, laying down the pavement for the lot right now.
Yes, so that's I like that. What it that. Is.
Yeah. So no, I think that's it's great. I've listened to the EP a number of times. You guys did a fantastic job on it. So when you guys go out and perform the songs, are there certain songs that you guys love playing out the most, or are there certain songs like the audience really respond to? What do you guys say based on when you guys play out?
I remember we're playing at Reason Ruckus tonight. I don't know when this comes out, but it'll be
a couple weeks after.
Yeah, so a couple weeks ago we played at Reason Ruckus. And this is gonna be the second time we've been there, but the first time we were there, I remember we played the song, the normal one, Late Night Whispers. Mm-hmm. And it was like the first time I ever saw people like with flashlights out and they're waving and like some people sing along, and that was a really cool moment. I personally like playing Jane too. I think Sean has a lot of really, really cool moments in that. And it's fun to step back and kind of let you do your thing there.
I agree. I think Late Night, the general consensus, that's the big one for now. Like John said, good crowd interaction with that one too. My favorite right now to play is actually an unreleased song. It'll be coming out soon. We play 6-8, which is a song that John wrote by himself. We kind of do a full band version now, and that's my favorite song to play.
Nice.
Yeah, that song is gas. I love that. John said everybody has their individual moments. Like Sean has a crazy little solo that he does. Sean and I are kind of in sync pretty much the whole song, but it's like we each do our own cool thing. So personally, my favorite song to play live is 6-8, and that'll be out soon.
That's awesome. Any idea on timeline when we can expect it? Don't need an exact, but any kind of generally?
Yeah, I think the fall. Nice. Early fall, yeah.
So John, I'm curious, the fact that 6-8 got brought up, correct me if I'm wrong, didn't you have some like distribution issues with that song when you first put it out?
Yeah.
So like, how many times is this trying to put out the song?
I know. Yeah, well, okay, so the story is like, I put the song out by myself as a solo artist. It came out and it did well, and it sat on Spotify for a while. And then after a while, being like a new artist on Spotify, like the streams kind of grew at one point pretty quick. And I think really what that was like I was growing on socials and think people were tapping it and everything.
That's great.
Yeah, it was lovely, and like the numbers showed. Yeah, it was fun. And then Spotify like flagged that, saying they think they're bots.
Jeez.
They ripped it off Spotify. That was a whole mess. Like 6-8 was except for Spotify, which is like a lot of people use.
Yeah.
So I kind of took the approach of re-releasing it, and I just like mastered it again, but I really didn't change much. And then so 6-8, I think what I call it, the overhauled version came out under again the solo project. It actually came out the day that we played. Yeah, we played our first gig together, which is funny.
Oh, fantastic!
Actually. Yeah. After a while, we all played my own stuff for a while. We played like the solo songs. After a while, like we all just kind of came to the decision that no, we're a band. Like it's not about me. It's everyone. I think that's really cool. So all the other songs kind of fell off. But then they were like, play 6-8, play 6-8, and
you didn't like it first.
No.
And now you're bringing it back. So. Third time's the charm.
I know. Yeah. Hopefully, God willing.
Yeah. Oh, that's fun. I'm excited to check it out. Oh. And if you may not be, but the rest of the band.
I like it. No, please understand. Yeah, yeah. I like the song. I like it now specifically now because of it's not like just me and an acoustic guitar, like the silly stuff I do. Like there's like his drums and his guitar, and we play with a bassist named Mark, who's crazy on the bass, and he did a pass at that, and it's just it sounds cool, and I feel like just a part of it, which
that's
is cool.
Awesome.
It's not just all about me, which is fun.
Oh, so I'm happy that you guys are doing everything with the EP. But besides that, you're talking about getting the engagement online. One of the things that you guys have been doing is doing these backyard covers. I've been really enjoying them. I hope your fans have as well. I've seen Rich Girl, Hall & Oates, which Daryl Hall, Hudson Valley.
Hey.
The Chain. Another one that I found was interesting, War Pigs. You guys did War Pigs like right before Ozzy passed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't do it. Yeah. Not us. I think so. Yeah, I know. I didn't do it. It wasn't us. But something about like the name change and the rebrand that, you know, it's not exactly starting from zero, but
reset.
A reset. It's good. I think like it's we kind of understood we have to start appealing to our audiences and this social media. So it's funny. This is going to be after the fact, but we have like, so Ozzy. If by the time you listen to this, he died, I guess, pretty recently, right?
Yeah, pretty recently. What was it? Was it the 21st? I could be wrong.
Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something like that.
A week ago yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the first show to play tonight at Ruckus since that happened. So we have this whole big, like, 10-minute mashup thing we're doing for Ozzy.
That's cool. Awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, if it was Tuesday, then it would have been 22nd.
I believe it was last Tuesday. I could be wrong, though.
Yeah, I know it was early last week because I was DJing an event midweek, and we were doing a tribute to him that day.
Cool.
So
that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't blame you. No, a big time influence on our lives growing up on the music. I don't know if you just watched a reality show back in the day. Sharon! You know, all that. Sharon! Which is fantastic. But I know I'm really excited. I hope somebody gets a video of you guys doing a tribute. I think that would be really, really cool. Obviously, so this will be after the fact. Hopefully, some people watching and listening to this right now heard live. But could you give us like a sneak peek? What are some of the stuff that you're throwing into that tribute?
We're doing No More Tears. Great. Up until the solo, because we didn't have that much time to rehearse because I've been away, and then we're going into Changes after that. It's gonna work out very well.
Awesome. God, I wish I could be there for that. That's fantastic.
Yeah,
I'm working another event after this, so see, we're all busy, we're all running around doing our own individual things. We were talking about that before getting on, like the whole weekend warrior being busy when everybody else is free kind of thing. Obviously, y'all got friends and family who are not musicians, not entertainers, not whatever. What's that like to have that life balance? Because it's not just you have to worry about yourself, you have to worry about everybody in the band, and then you have everybody outside of the band that you're going to please as well. How's that been for you guys?
It's definitely a lot of sacrifices you have to make. I mean, and we're just starting out. I mean, this is hopefully the tip of the iceberg for us. I mean, we're trying to grow as much as possible. But even it just proves even in the very, very beginning stages, you have to make sacrifices. You have to basically go full throttle as soon as you can. All your ducks in a line and just say tunnel vision and that's it. But I mean, there's plenty of families that you have to miss because you're so tunnel vision. That's just. Yeah. Comes with the job, I guess.
Even just like aligning schedules, I feel like has been probably like the biggest challenge for shows. So right, like if it's something we want to do, then we'll figure it out and make a way to do it, you know. So
Sean, you want to add on?
Oh yeah, I think aligning schedules is the hardest for all of us. Like for this one, like not like since I've been away, it's been hard with everyone else. I was working stuff, you know, to find a time to all be in one place. Like we haven't been all together technically, and I work at a restaurant, so I'm always working on the weekend. Yeah. Nope. Free on the weekend. Oh, lost my train of thought.
It's all good. It was a good train so far.
It'll come back maybe.
If it comes back, absolutely. So you're at a restaurant. No, you're a teacher.
Yeah.
Joe, what do you do?
Work at a physical therapy clinic. I'm just like an assistant.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. That sure keeps you busy too. Wow. So yeah, you guys are trying to do the whole music thing on top of all of this, which it's rough. And you know, somebody, you know, my own business recently, officially started my own business, you know, beginning of the year. It's a lot. You know, how many times I've had to say no to friends, family, my girlfriend, whatever, like weekends, things, you know, when you really dedicate yourself to something a little off the beaten path, it's kind of tough. There's a norm out there, and then we're kind of against the norm, but we're also the reason. We give reason and everything else. Yeah, a little reason rocket for the show later. It looks like you had a light bulb moment.
I just remembered.
Is that train?
No, I'm kidding. Just like within the miss out with friends and stuff, like, I guess it's been a little hard, but I personally haven't ended it. Like, I'm a restaurant, like, I have to work like Christmas and, you know, all the holidays and stuff. So, I live in a van for a couple of years if that would take. It's okay.
Hey, at least you're ready for it because that might be a thing. Yeah.
And ramen. Yeah.
There you go. Boiling eggs Saturday. Yeah, I wasn't so much of a ramen guy, but I would get like the Chef Boyardee or something, get like the cans or cans of soup too.
Can of beans.
Have a blazing salad moment with all the beans. It's so sad. There are certain versions of that where they totally mute all the farts.
They mute a lot of stuff, I'd assume, right?
Yeah. I saw it at a drive-in one time, and we were wondering, was like, can they get away with this at a drive-in?
Saddles at a drive-in.
They did the entire thing uncut.
Oh, yeah. That's hilarious. You know, that was fantastic
nowadays. Yeah. Oh, I have no idea. I have no idea.
It's a great
movie. I have two DVDs. I'll lend you one if you want. It's a great.
I don't even know if I have a DVD player anymore, to be honest with you.
That's fair. But, of course, you guys have the Reason Ruckus show. Is there anything else want to talk about when it comes to upcoming shows? Is there something that the fans can expect?
I know we're in Walden at the end of August, so hopefully that's, I think, I forget the date exactly of that, but hopefully that lines up where that's something that is after this, because it's one of those shows that it's not just us for 3 hours. Like, we're trying to make it like, you know, it's a collaboration of us and of other original music.
Which, honestly, you guys have been really good with bringing other people in.
Yeah, well, again, I think we play these shows and we try to mix in our own original stuff, and we've gotten to the point where it's like 80% original, like a couple covers, which is cool, but only so much of that someone wants to hear, bluntly. Like, if someone just walked in and hears you, they're not going to relate as much to it. So it's like, we want to sell our brand, but we don't want to sacrifice anyone's experience. So I think a great way of doing that is by getting other people through the door. So
yeah.
So maybe someone, if you're coming for this other band, go for a second, like, oh, these guys are good, and maybe come to the next one.
Yeah.
I think community is the word that I think I'm using a lot. with that. And I think, yeah, we've been doing a good job of that.
So I totally understand that, because when I go myself, I'm doing performances, I see what some other people do. They do something that's very true to them. And I'm glad to see that. That's great. But sometimes it can be so isolated to them, where people all around, especially if they weren't necessarily there for the show, say a restaurant or bar, where they're like, yeah, whatever. But one thing that I try to do, even when it's my own music, find a way to draw everybody in, get the crowd interaction, whatever that might be. And I always throw like Sweet Caroline into the set to get the buh-buh-buhs. Just feel good for a second. It's like they sang along. It wasn't my song, but they sang along.
Yeah.
Gives that kind of false sense. They like me. They really like me. No, but that's great, guys. And I think you all mentioned they're going to the city at some point too.
Oh, yeah. I don't know exactly when that is.
I think it's August 9th.
I think August 9th.
Okay. You guys will miss it by the time.
Yeah.
We'll see. I got to look at my calendar on that. Definitely, they're not going to make the Reason to Ruckus one, but we'll see about the rest.
If you follow the Instagram, you'll see.
What about, what the Lemon Squeeze?
Yeah, that's
all right. Lemon Squeeze, right now, hear us out.
Yeah,
we'll come in there soon.
Please,
so, we're supposed to,
please.
Venue or a half venue?
That's in it's in New Orleans.
Okay,
so, yeah, right in the main street. Which is
cool, yeah. Okay, cool. I'm not familiar with that one, but it sounds like honestly, the name reminds me of Orange Peel back up in Albany.
I recall,
which I lived at a little bit, which was nice. That was crazy times though. Yeah. We don't get into all that, but it was a lot of fun shows. And pause. We're going to take a quick break from our interviews to hear from our sponsors. First up, we got our friend Andrew O'Grady from MHA of Dutchess County.
Adversity and stress. How do you cope? I'm dealing with a voice issue right now, my own adversity and stress. So let's use AI Andy for the rest of this message. Take it away, AI Andy.
This is Andrew O'Grady, CEO at MHA of Dutchess County. We all move on a scale of mental wellness. It can shift minute by minute, hour by hour, based on what we face. What happens when it piles on? How do you cope? Do you turn to the bottle or vape? Do you medicate with pills not prescribed for that purpose? Do you become short-tempered and argue with others? Are you quick to road rage? These are self-defeating and negative reactions, and they're unhealthy and can lead to self-inflicted further stress. There's no shame in seeking to improve you by engaging in self-care with a therapist. If you do not know where to start, talk to your primary care physician. You can always contact Mental Health America of Dutchess County at 845-473-2500, and if we don't have a specific program to help you, we will help guide you to one.
Thanks, AI Andy. You sound pretty good.
Thanks, Andrew and AI Andy. Next, we have a message from our friend Jeff Feldman from Feldman, Kleiman, Collins, and Sape LLP, attorneys at law.
Hi, I'm Jeff Feldman. In 1986, when Paul Kleiman and I started our practice, our goal was to create a law firm where you could meet with an attorney and feel confident that that attorney would be with you every step of the way. Today, the firm has been successfully trying cases at all levels of state and federal courts throughout the Hudson Valley and Capital District. We have been selected as one of the best personal injury and medical malpractice defense law firms by U.S. News and World Report every year since 2009. For all of those years, we were the only firm chosen in any litigation specialty between Albany and White Plains. Your case is important to us. Giving you the time and personal attention you deserve has always been the hallmark of success. Initial consultations are free of charge and always with an attorney.
September will be Aortic Disease Awareness Month. To prepare us for September, we have a message from nurse leader and health advocate, Tonka Williams.
Peace and blessings, family. I am Tonka Williams, a proud Black woman, a nurse, and your advocate for cardiovascular health and wellness. We're going to talk about something that's quietly claiming the lives of too many of us in the Black community. Aortic disease. The aorta is your body's largest artery. When it weakens or tears, it's just not a health issue. It's an emergency. And the painful truth, many of us have never heard of it before. And if we have, we don't always know the signs or how to protect ourselves. That ends today. This isn't just about personal health. It's about protecting our families and building a future where our people thrive. Advocacy is our inheritance. Learn the signs. Get your pressure checked. Ask your doctor about your aortic. Talk to your family. This is how we protect our legacy. My heart, my health, my power. Stay safe, stay strong, and stay here with us. Thank you, and may you walk in health, purpose, and power.
For additional information, please visit the John Ritter Foundation website, johnritterfoundation.org. And please check out the full video at Tonka Williams' YouTube channel at tonkawilliams-aortic-awareness. Up next, we have our friend Philomena Finelli from Impact PR and Communications.
Thanks, Connor. I'm Philomena Finelli, CEO of Impact PR and Communications and a media maven, which is a fancy way of saying that my team and I help companies get in the news, transform leaders into thought leaders, and cut through the clutter with messaging that matters. And we do it all with a smile. Our agency was named the Woman-Owned Small Business of the Year for 2024 by the Metro New York District Office of the U.S. Small Business Administration, and we received the Gold Stevie Award for Woman-Run Workplace of the Year, which is an international recognition. But it's not about the awards, it's about the personal interactions. We at Impact PR and Communications pride ourselves on crafting meaningful, results-driven public relations campaigns that are tailored to meet and exceed our clients' goals. If you want to learn more and talk to my team and I, visit PRwithimpact.com and let us know that you found out about us from Walsh Wednesday.
Thanks for listening, guys. It's time to get back to the show. And play. This episode of Walsh Wednesday is brought to you by Impact PR and Communications, MHA of Dutchess County, the Council on Addiction Prevention and Education of Dutchess County Incorporated, Day Rock, Lockset Rock Hair Design, A Touch of Naples Pizza and Pasta, Dutchess Beer Distributors, Feldman, Kleiman, Collins & Sape, LLP, Attorneys at Law, Tonka Williams on Aortic Health Awareness, and Walsh Valuation.
I think it's time to get into some personal questions right now. We got some interesting stuff. Mm. Since this is a band, I don't always have a chance to interview a full band, have three people on the couch and everything. I figure we could play a game of most likely to. So with this, and since people can be watching on YouTube, but majority of people also listen, Spotify, Apple, all those, make sure to vocalize who we're shouting out in these moments. So I'll say something, most likely to, and then you guys say who you think is most likely
to. I love this.
And it is mostly band and music related, so it should be fun. You guys ready? Hopefully this doesn't break up the band.
Yeah, I don't think it will, but yeah,
we're not that deep.
There we go. And trust me, I try not to get too deep on these. All right, first one I got. Most likely to get carried away with a solo.
Sean.
Sometimes I'll just play and like forget. And it's kind of like, I think you can call it blacking out, kind of. But I'll just like forget that you got to finish the song.
We played one show.
You only have like 45 minutes or something, like, dude.
We played a show and he was so good. He was so good at this. We played in New Paltz. He was freaking amazing. And he, like, after the show comes up, he's like, dude, I blacked out. And I'm like, oh, cool. Like, I think I channeled the ghost of Jimi Hendrix. And
I was like, I love that.
It's cool, yeah.
It was awesome. I really felt like I was levitating there. I'm playing guitar, obviously.
That was amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah.
It's good to be just in a way and transcended by those music moments. Terrific. All right. My next one is most likely to want to change the set list last second.
That was technically him today.
Yeah, I guess.
He tried to switch two songs and we were like, that's kind of fun how it is, right?
I guess me, yeah.
Maybe. It depends.
Yeah, I guess you. But like, we don't do anything without each other's approval anyway.
Yeah,
and if there's an issue, we always
never do anything crazy.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll be like, maybe we should do this, and then just a thought. I'm like one of those people that throw everything out.
Yeah, like, yeah, and with, like, you know, enough time or something. If it was last second, it wouldn't matter.
Yeah, it's whatever.
Changes sometimes in the mid-show. I don't know. Yeah, sometimes I don't know. I'll like look at the set list and I'll be like, okay, this is coming up next. I'll play it, and then
you'll look
at the wrong word. Yeah.
That really makes me like.
Yeah, start a song and then like, but I don't want to see it because I'm up front. Sure, like,
and then everybody's around looking at us. Guy.
Yeah, possibly.
It keeps on our toes, yeah, for sure.
No, it's funny. I always laugh.
See, my dad, every time when I'm doing a show, I'm always looking at my set list. He said it as if I wasn't even the one who wrote it. I'm like, oh, is that what I'm doing now?
I did the same thing.
Yeah.
Double, triple check. Yeah. Be sure I know it's coming up.
Absolutely. All right. Most likely to be late for band practice or a gig.
Me.
Joe.
I said,
I was late.
You were a little late today.
I said Joe.
Not to throw you under the bus or anything, but you were the third one here. You weren't bad on time. You're just the third one here. Yep. That's it.
Yeah.
He just has more to carry, like with
that's,
drums.
That's what I should. I get a pass.
He also works the latest. To
get a pass. I have.
Okay, so that definitely
equipment.
Makes a difference too. Working the latest,
and I had to pack everything up coming here. So yeah. I think I get a pass. Come
you
on,
get a, you get a little pass there. Absolutely. All right. Ooh, this one's a spicy one. Most likely to date a fan.
Sean.
Maybe Sean. Yeah.
Maybe.
Why are you looking away there, Sean?
No, I don't know.
I always feel like weird. That's a weird thing. It's a weird.
No, it's just.
Hey, I gave probably the PG version of that question. That could be. We could have gone way worse with that.
When we first started playing, there were some people that like followed us around. It was a little odd at first. I don't know why, in my head, just like, I don't know why these people are just coming to every show. I don't get why these girls are just keep coming to the shows.
All right.
I get it. I was like, oh, this is like a weird thing. But it's cool now. It's lovely. We love it. Yeah.
Gotcha. Sean, do you have anything to add?
No, that was perfect.
Okay. I love that. All right. I know. Let's see. Most likely to get lost on the way to a gig.
I mean, I don't know.
GPS has gone a long way.
Yeah, is this including Waze or excluding Waze?
Including, could be all together.
I take some bad turns sometimes. I could take that one.
Yeah, I think possibly him or me.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah,
I would take that.
I think it's a toss up between all three of us.
Yeah, nobody's extremely navigationally declined.
I don't think so.
None of us are particularly good.
I think we're all pretty decent drivers too, I'd say.
Yeah.
I love how this side is like, all pretty decent. It's like, none of us are really that good. Yeah. There we go. All right. So, most likely to wear the craziest outfit for a show.
Sean.
I was about to say, he's a tie-dye already, which isn't crazy, but I can see it.
Yeah, no, I definitely like to, I'll wear some boots sometimes, maybe some like flare jeans, you know, just a bunch of different stuff.
He can pull them all off too.
I'm not gonna. Sometimes, you know, if you're trying to dress a little funky and stuff, you're gonna have some misses. Just gotta take and move on.
What's probably one of your favorite outfits that you've worn for a gig then?
Probably these jorts right now. They're comfortable. Love them.
Comfort over style. That's what you need. You need to be a rock around. Yeah, you need to transcend into the music. Yes. You need to be comfort as you're doing that. Yeah. Fantastic. All right. Most likely to stay up the latest after a gig to party.
Not me.
John has a bedtime of an 8-year-old.
I think I'm usually trying to rally the troops to go out.
Yeah, I would.
I'd say Sean too.
Sean, you're the partier, but it doesn't sound like a huge heavy partier.
No, I just likes to have a good time.
Yeah, I'm with it. I like that too. Yeah, I'm not against it. I just most nights tonight we'll play, and unless there's a big move, I'll probably just be like, I'm going to bed.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, summer, you don't have to go back to school today or tomorrow.
I'm tired. I wake up, I go to the gym.
There you go. Yeah. Well, I guess we answered what the next question was most likely to go to bed after a gig. So, John.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah.
No, you're the one that you got 8 o'clock go to bed time if you don't have a gig.
Yeah, it's the summer because the sun's still out.
Yeah.
At 8 o'clock. So, last was 45. But I was up.
Are you really that early to go to bed?
My alarm rings at 4:30, and then I wake up. I check my phone and I go to.
Wow, yeah. You get up that early then. That's dedication.
I just feel like I have to do something. I don't know.
It's Superman.
I know. So I just feel like if I'm sitting on the couch at night, what am I going to watch? I'm going to watch Rick and Morty for the ninth time? I don't know.
See, I don't know. I just feel like myself, I get the most done at night because nobody's asking.
I'm the same. I'm a night owl. I get all my shit done at night.
Exactly.
I'm so the opposite, but that's great.
No, you get everything done in the day. Yeah. You are a teacher.
Yeah, sure am.
You are a teacher that way. All right, so that was bed. Okay, most likely to band-related tattoo.
Probably me.
John.
I was about to say.
It's not true.
Oh, wait.
We have tattoos.
What are you saying?
Really?
You're the only one that got a tattoo in Portugal.
I think you're the only one that has a tattoo that you can easily see right now.
Yeah, right now, yeah.
Oh, never mind.
I got one on my arm and my leg.
Sorry, yeah.
I do want to get matching tattoos.
Matching tattoos.
Do we think that might be something
one
to do one day?
One drunk night.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I would do that. I already got a drunk tattoo at a bar one time. It didn't really come out that great. I had to get it.
Is it visible?
Now you have to.
Yeah, I think it touched up. You can't really see it.
What's the tree?
Yeah. It's all right, but I got the tattoo and I was highly messed up. At the time I was very messed up. We were in Portugal and I got I got jumped. It was very random. It was just bad luck.
He can't sing tonight because his throat's all messed up.
Yeah, I think I popped his vocal cord or something. Counter. He was trying to get me out and he dragged me out by the neck. Grab my arms or something.
This is all insane that you got a tattoo.
This is all insane that I got a tattoo.
Then you went to church.
Yeah. Oh, no, I didn't go to church. I was just thinking about it though. But yeah, that whole thing happened.
The intention that matters.
The tattoo kind of messed up from all that. I lost some things in the bar, like my cigarettes. Wasn't happy about that. But
as long as you got your wallet and keys at the end of the day.
I came back.
Most likely to leave their credit card.
Sean. Oh, yes. I remember.
I was surprised they didn't take my wallet. Very bad luck.
Oh, geez. Nobody's stolen money from your credit cards, have they?
I'm not sure, really.
Hopefully not. You might need to check a little closer next time. Maybe you just need to check, make sure you have your card by the end of the night.
It disappears. I always check.
Oh my gosh, I am not lending you any money. Yes. I gotta be careful. Let's see. Most likely to sneak into a concert that's not your own.
Sneak in?
Yeah.
You can sneak. I'm pretty sneaky. I like to imagine that I can sneak in there.
To sneak to a concert. I find my way in.
There I think go. We could all get in there pretty well.
That's not our own.
Yeah, that's not your own.
Sneak in, meaning not paying.
You can get in.
We're getting devious here now.
Yeah, big one. You can sneak into a big one?
I couldn't do it. It would be me.
No, I'd try. I mean, I'm sure like you're not really going to get that much trouble.
I would just get nervous.
It depends who's, you know, if the guy's pissed off, he might get a fine or something, I think.
Yeah. See, there are two things I will tell you. Probably not the best thing, but you wear all black and say you're with the crew. Done that before.
Okay.
Or anybody will let you in if you're carrying a box of pizza.
That's true.
Interesting. Oh, wow. Okay.
So, Ben wants some pizza.
Yeah. Yep. I did not tell them that. I have never done that once in my life.
I stole a snare from St. Rose. I don't have it, but like, get back. No. But it was in our dorm room because I just, yeah, but and then
he confessed his life.
I did. The school's closed. Doesn't matter. But yeah, so I stole a snare drum, but the whole thing was like, I knew I had to get past, like, I had to walk across campus. I knew I was going to pass, like, all these people and everything. Just like, I just challenge it. I just hold it. Yeah. What's up?
Well, as a musician at that school, I feel like people were carrying
instruments
left and right.
True. Yeah.
Why'd you take it?
I think I wanted it for something. I think we were going to use it, like, to record in our dorm, and then maybe it never happened. It was freshman year, yeah. It was like, I just got to school, and we were, like, trying to, like, record this, like, song. And that's, yeah, and then...
Was that for Searching for Satellites?
Yeah. That was the college band I was in, and...
You might as well have kept it. The school was closed, so...
I know, yeah.
Yeah, you might as well
have
kept
it. Shame on me.
Dang. Which, actually, you know, I'm going to skip a few questions, because this one kind of relates to that. Most likely to buy or collect the most musical instrument / equipment? Who's the musical instrument hoard? The group?
Yeah, it's definitely him.
I think me.
Yeah, I would agree.
Would it be more sound equipment, more instruments? What would it be?
It's anything that could get the job done, I feel like. So I needed to mix and master my own stuff. So I bought all the sound stuff. Mm-hmm. I have like guitars, I have a bass, I have a crap load of cables.
Yeah.
I need a banjo.
You have a banjo.
Yeah, I got it all.
Nice.
I got in a little corner in my basement I use.
Yep. See, this is why I need an office too, because I need a place to house some of this stuff besides my own house. All right. Very, very cool. All right. Let's go back to the order. Most likely to forget lyrics or their part in a song.
John.
Yep. Lyrics specifically, yes.
You were very quick to that.
Yeah.
What is it about the lead singer about, like, never remembering own lyrics?
I don't know.
It's like an extra thing to do, right?
Yeah. I feel like this is like an extra thing to do, which is fine. Like, I want to do it. But yeah, there's a song we play that I don't think I've ever sang the right words to.
Oh, jeez.
And then there's a song we play that's our song that I don't think I've ever sang the same words twice.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Which ones are they? I'm not done.
Guys, we'll just have to now go out to the concerts and figure out for yourself.
Do it.
Absolutely. So most, you kind of touched on it a little bit with people following y'all around, but when you're not on stage, who's most likely to be recognized in public?
John.
Yeah, probably John. I feel like he's done the most stuff before.
Yeah, in the past, if you're from Newburgh in the past year, like, I've taken kind of advantage of that. I would, like, what Billy Joe's at the bar. If you know Billy's. Yeah, there's been lines at Billy Joe's that I just, like, cut. And the security guard, he's like, oh, you're him. I'm like, yeah, damn.
Oh, you're that special.
I'm the
guy
on Instagram. Yeah. I've been at bars.
With the little red mic.
Yeah, with the little red mic. That's how they know.
Yep.
Yeah. I've been at bars and I've seen, like, people sitting, like, across or, like, on something. I've seen their phone screen, like, look me up and then come up to me and be like, you're John Newhall. And I'm like, yeah, like, it's a weird thing.
It's funny because I've unfortunately done that for people too.
Yeah.
Where it's like, is that person? Look it up just to be sure. And then I'll say something.
I'm like, and sometimes, like, they'll be facing the phone the wrong way. And I'm like hyper aware of it. There was one time, pulled this move. My friend Mason, not going to listen to this, but I hope he does. I love Mason. My friend Mason and I were at a bar and I saw a group of people doing it behind me. And I looked at him, I'm like, watch this. And then I counted down from three. I was like, 3, 2, 1, I turned around and they were like right there. Like, are you John? Like, he was like, how'd you do that? saw them on Instagram doing the thing. Yeah.
I love that. That's hilarious. I actually got recognized at one of your gigs. I remember that.
Yeah.
It was hilarious. It was at Daryl's house for the Music of the Hudson Valley. I'm in line for the bathroom. Somebody sees me, looks at me real quick, just is looking around, and then he does a double take. It's like, oh shit, I listened to your podcast. And I just thought it was the funniest thing because I'm just me. I wasn't wearing anything that was like noticeable or whatnot. But yeah, it was cool. It was cool being recognized like that. And here I am, it's like, Did you see John's episode at least?
Yeah.
It was like, yeah, no, exactly. Yeah, it was like, good.
Those little pickups. Those are like,
yeah. Every once in a while, it kind of catches you off guard, especially like the moments you really don't expect it. There was one time at the deli, I was on the radio at the time, and I was ordering at the same time while I was on the radio.
Oh, that's
crazy. And a kid I hear goes to his dad, he's like, "That sounds just like the guy on the radio." And the dad's like, "Eh, I guess a little."
No way.
I didn't say anything. I just kind of chuckled and went my way.
That's like meta. It's like
it was very meta.
Yeah,
for sure. So John, for being recognized in public, has been plenty of times then. Okay, so I think we've come to the last question, and this is probably the most important one. Most likely to share this episode of Walsh Wednesday on their social media first.
Probably him.
Probably me, I'd say. I think so.
Oh, I was hoping all hands would go.
It's going to go on the band account. We're all doing it. We're all throwing it.
Everybody, man. Collective.
There we go. And of course, besides just this episode, we're going to try to cut this up into clips. I know I've been kind of bad recently. I have been a little late, some of them, but I'll try to get this out in a timely manner. The episodes are coming out in a manner. It's all the social media stuff forever.
Yeah, tell me about it, man. Yeah.
Yeah. No, as you guys know, all the stuff that you guys are creating as well. So as we're wrapping up this episode, I know you guys got to get off to your gig, probably grab some dinner beforehand. Is there any last little nugget that you want to leave for the listening audience there about your music or whatever that might be?
Yeah, I think one thing that we should touch soon is like, I think hopefully by the time this comes out, recently after, we're going to have a music video up, like our first one.
Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah.
For what song? Or is the song out yet?
Yeah, the song's out. Yeah, it's for Little Green.
Oh, yes.
Joe, do you want to talk about it? Because I know it's...
Yeah, so it was late May. Late May, we got together with one of my buddies from college. He was a film major. He did a bunch of cool stuff on his own. He's trying to start his own production company. So he's been doing all that. And then he told me he's a fan of the music. He loves the music, and him and his friends would love to, you know, do something, make a music video for a song. Like, okay, well, which song do you think? And he's like, dude, I really like Little Green. I think we could do something with that. And I was like, well, we need the content, so let's do it. One or two, you know, phone calls that we had going back and forth, just figuring out logistics and stuff like that. But it all came together shockingly very quick.
Yeah,
and I mean, my buddy Quinn and his girlfriend, they had maybe 5-6 people, all extremely hardworking, so extremely appreciative to them. I mean, they were some of the most committed people I've ever seen, you know, doing a certain task at that certain point of time. So they were all great, extremely hardworking. We're very appreciative of that. I think it's probably in the editing stages right now, should be done soon. So yeah, that'll be out.
Yeah,
amazing.
It was definitely like for three of us that I don't think anyone else has been in like a film scene before or a film.
It's definitely different.
I was and they were super great to us and very professional. I feel like I think the last I heard, their production name was Onion Productions, I believe.
Right? Onion Productions. Onion Productions. Okay,
so that's
have laid to their production. I guess.
Yo, that was good. See, paving on the lot, Onion Players. Today. Yeah, I like that. But yeah, it's coming, which is cool.
Keep an eye out.
Yeah. Check out. We got some. Got some ideas that we haven't even touched too right now, and they're pretty cool for what.
Yeah, we have to like lock ourselves in a room for like 3 days and just bring all these
soon,
all these ideas.
We got some new ideas that we're really
excited about.
I know that feeling. I say to myself all the time, if I just had a week to do just this and only this, I'd be perfect. I'd take over the world.
Yeah, I so agree. Yeah. The grind, man, right?
That's the grind. Absolutely. Feel. Yeah, please let us know when that video is out. Definitely would love to help promote that as well.
Yeah, that'd be lovely.
No, and from there, make sure that you check them out on their upcoming shows, of course. You can find them on their social media, The Lot. I believe it's at The Lot Band, right?
Correct. At The Lot .band, yes.
.band, okay. Regardless, we'll have all the links and information in the description of this episode, so you don't want to go too far to hunt it all down. Guys, thanks so much for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
I'm Connor.
And we're The Lot.
And as always, we're glad we get to
spend some time. God damn it, John.
I think I want to keep that
one. All right, that's it.
And that's a wrap on this week's episode. Much love to our sponsors this week, Impact PR and Communications, MHA of Dutchess County, Locks That Rock Hair Design, Dutchess Beer Distributors, A Touch of Naples Pizza and Pasta, the Council on Addiction Prevention and Education of Dutchess County, Tonka Williams on Aortic Health Awareness, Feldman, Kleiman, Collins & Sape LLP, Attorneys at Law, Walsh Valuation, and Dayrock.
Thank you to our Walsh Wednesday All-Stars, all of those who have generously contributed to the Walsh Wednesday 2025 Fun Drive. You can see the list of names on screen or in the description of this episode. And of course, thank you to our Walsh Wednesday Warriors, Jim Robinson, John Newhall, Meg Boyce, and Jenna Hess. These individuals have pledged $100 or more to Walsh Wednesday for 2025, either through the GoFundMe or our Patreon. You can support this channel by becoming a Patreon member with memberships as low as $5 a month. With that, you can get behind-the-scenes content, your name featured in the credits of each episode, and access to the Spend Some Time chat. You can find that and more by scanning the QR code on your screen or by going to the links in the description. As always, I'm Connor Walsh, and I'm glad we get to spend some time.